This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. On our program this week, 25 years into the AIDS crisis, new findings about its history.
Also, a new theory about the history of humans and chimps.
And a report on the dangers of indoor air pollution from solid cooking fuels.
On June 5, 1981, a medical report described an unusual infection in five young men in Los Angeles. The Centers for Disease Control reported that all five were homosexuals and two had died. Soon, doctors identified more and more cases. In time, the infection became known as acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. A United Nations report last week said the spread of AIDS worldwide appears to be slowing, but rates of new infections continue to increase in some areas of the world. The newest estimate is that around 40 million people are currently infected with the virus that causes AIDS. The report says about 3 million people died of AIDS in 2005. 4 million others became infected.
After 25 years, scientists continue to work on a vaccine to protect against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. There is no cure for AIDS, but antiretroviral medicines can add years to survival. Scientists say HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, is related most closely to an animal virus. This virus is known as SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus. Simians include apes and monkeys. Scientists have known for years that SIV has been found in chimpanzees living in captivity, but they were not sure if the virus existed in chimps in the wild. Now experts say they have direct evidence to confirm that the human virus came from chimps. In West Central Africa, they have found what they call an important missing link in the history of HIV. An international team gathered chimpanzee waste from the forest floor in areas of southern Cameroon.
Beatrice Hahn of the University of Alabama at Birmingham led the study. Dr. Hahn says tests on the droppings showed antibodies to SIV. Antibodies are white blood cells that fight invading organisms. The scientists also did genetic tests on the waste to identify individual chimps as well as communities of chimps. Dr. Hahn says these tests showed which ones had the kind of SIV that led to what is now the most common form of the human virus. The researchers found infection rates as high as 35% in some chimp communities in southern Cameroon.
The scientists believe that the virus spread from chimps to humans, most likely through bushmeat hunters. Developing the tests to do this study without further endangering chimp populations took 7 years. Science magazine published the findings, but there are questions that remain, such as how the virus developed in chimps before it jumped to humans.
The first known case of HIV was found in a man from what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. His name is not known. He had given blood in 1959 for research on genetic resistance to malaria. Researchers at the University of Washington in Seattle stored the blood for future study. In 1986, 5 years after the first report of AIDS, the blood tested positive for HIV.
You are listening to Science in the News in VOA Special English. Genetic experts say humans and chimps are 98% related. A new study suggests that the development of humans from chimps may have been more recent than scientists have thought, and more complex. The scientists who did this study say they found evidence of a period when humans reproduced with chimps. The result, when different species are combined, is a hybrid. Scientists traditionally believe that hybrid populations die out, but the new theory suggests that this one continued to evolve into the humans of today.
The theory comes from scientists at the Broad Institute. This is a joint program of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Harvard University. The findings appeared in the publication Nature. David Reich led the team that did the research. In his words, the study gave unexpected results about how we separated from our closest relatives.
The scientists studied the genetic history of humans and of chimps and other apes. They believe that more than 1 million years after the ancestors of humans and chimps split, the two species produced hybrids. The theory is that modern humans developed from these hybrids, not from the earlier forms of humans. The scientists say human females might have mated with chimps because males of hybrid species often cannot reproduce. They say the final split between humans and chimps took place perhaps less than 5,400,000 years ago.
The estimate differs from findings by other researchers. In 2002, scientists reported the discovery in Chad of a skull from a creature known as Tumai. Tests suggested that this nearly complete head bone was between 6 million and 7 million years old. The scientists who found Tumai described it as a new kind of hominid, a member of the family that includes modern humans. It apparently had human-like teeth and walked on two legs. The researchers who did the new study say the dating of Tumai could be wrong, but if the fossil is that old, they say, then it may have come from before the final split into humans and chimps. Possible evidence for their theory that the separation took longer and was not as clean a break as people might think.
The World Health Organization says half of the world's population burns wood, coal, animal waste, or other solid fuels. More than 3,000 million people use solid fuels to cook and to heat and light their homes. But people who burn these fuels often breathe in large amounts of smoke. This can lead to pneumonia, and other diseases. The WHO recently published a report about the dangers of solid fuels. The report says these fuels are the cause of 1.5 million deaths each year, mostly in Southeast Asia and Southern Africa. Most victims of indoor air pollution are children and women.
The World Health Organization says there has been little progress since 1990 in supplying more people with modern cooking fuels. The report discusses what it would take to cut the use of solid fuels in half by 2015. To do that, almost 500,000 people every day would need to gain modern energy services. But experts say gains in health and productivity would more than pay for the costs required.
The WHO estimates a yearly cost of $13,000 million to supply liquefied petroleum gas to half the people now using solid fuels. It says that investment would result in yearly economic gains of $91,000 million. Other kinds of fuel would cost more. The report says there are simple solutions that could help people in the short term. These include cleaner burning stoves and better systems to clear the air in homes. Longer-term solutions include a change to cleaner cooking fuels, such as liquefied petroleum gas, biogas, ethanol, or plant oils.
The report is called Fuel for Life, Household Energy and Health. It can be found on the World Health Organization website at who.int. Enter the words Fuel for Life in the search box at the top.
Science in the News was written by Katie Weaver and Luan Davis. Brianna Blake was our producer. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. To send us email, write to special@voanews.com. And join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.